Howdy, folks. This is Larry Weissoon, and welcome to our show. This segment is brought to you by the Dallas Safari Club, Smokin' Tech's Electric Smokers, and Ultramatic Feeders.
Well, folks, what do you say that we head up to Lake Texoma? My old buddy Bill Carey, Striper Express, anybody in the modern era that's ever fished for stripers at Lake Texoma has heard of Striper Express. I dare say many of you have fished with Bill years back, and then Chris, his team of guides. They've been in the business for, I think it's 35 years. Bill, thank you, buddy, for being with us.
Good morning, Luke, and all y'all out in radio land.
We're glad to get you on. Texoma, anybody that knows what a striped bass is knows about Texoma. I was like almost 30 years old, Bill, when I discovered Texoma, and it's still, for stripers, there's nothing like it. You know, of course, I've been around kicking around the outdoors, riding and radio the last 12 years for so long. I remember when you bought the big old Striper Express. You went somewhere to pick it up. You and I were talking on the phone. Has that been like 30 years ago?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Boy.
You know, we were the kids when we started doing this, weren't we?
Oh, yeah. Well, we've got, trust me, a lot of people listening right now know they have fished with you in years past. They know all about Striper Express. But what we need to do is find out what the fish are doing up there, how the striper fishing is going. And if you remember, for many, many years, I did fishing reports and things like that. I look at patterns, Bill. I'm not really worried about what happened an hour ago, but a current pattern. That's what I've always tried to report, you know? So
you bet.
Maybe like a current pattern of the stripers on Texoma right now.
Well, folks, it is May. And that speaks for itself. It's our favorite month of the year because we're chomping at the bit to be able to start throwing our topwaters. And they started the first of this month, and they'll do it the whole month. And it's not your legendary surfacing action. It's blind casting the banks with big plugs. It's very exciting fishing.
Man, it is. And I've done some of it with you, Bill, and with Chris and the others up there, but You're up there, and there's no indication that there's a striper there. You just throw that big old plug up, twitch it a couple of times, and let it set a minute, twitch it a couple of times, and wham. I know your techniques, or I've learned them in the past. It's routes that you, after years and years, that you guys have developed, isn't it, that you make when you're fishing?
Yes, sir. Yep. The lake is in good shape, folks. We had a flood 3 years ago this May. And, you know, Lake Texoma has the best documented natural reproduction that's a spawn of any freshwater striper lake in the country. So she's doing great. We've got plenty of double-digit fish. That's 10 pounds plus, and we've got zillions of 2 to 5 pounders.
A lot of action. Folks, we've got Bill. He's probably out on the dock. If you hear a little wind in the background, that's just the nature of the beast of getting this all this good information from folks like Bill Carey with Striper Express. Bill, after, I imagine at break of day, real, real early, you're going to have the folks out, your guides will have them out throwing these big topwater plugs. And then what's next? After, is there an initial bite for topwater and then you move on?
Yes, sir. Folks, what we do is we board and depart at 6 a.m. We like to be throwing these big plugs on the shallow banks at first light. You're going to get an hour to 90 minutes of this before the sun gets up, and that also depends on cloud cover. But the average is about an hour and a half. We're throwing in real skinny, shallow water. The bait moves in, and the fish follow. And then when that sun gets up, we switch because they're light sensitive, and they move back on what you could call secondary points. And then we start running routes with soft plastics. I guess, Luke, we ought to talk about why people come to see us. We use artificial lures only.
Exactly. Yep, I know that. And use them throughout the year, don't you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We call it the thrill of the hunt with artificials. We're going to keep you out there, and we take pride in not leaving biting fish. I joke. Who the heck does, right, Luke?
Yep, that's true. That's true.
So we don't watch the clock, and we run those routes with jigs, folks, and these fish are post-spawn fish. They're just about finished up by about the middle of the May, and they group up in large schools, and it's really easy to get on them. I just love this.
You know, Bill, I haven't – maybe I can get you to turn you back to the wind. Folks, Bill's out in the wind today, and that's okay. Don't worry about it, Bill, but if you can, kind of turn you back to that stiff breeze this morning.
All right, I'm down here at the marina, folks. There's about six boats fixing to come in, and I'm going to greet them. But
that's what I like about visiting with you. You folks get a feel for what's really going on, Bill. There's a route, not only a fishing route that I was referring to, that you guys run. You have spots you hit. That's what I'm calling a route. But those fish have a route too. And has that about started where they start bunching up down by the, you know, Eisenhower Park and all that, and then run down that bank and make that day? Has all that started yet?
It's just about to start, Luke. Yeah. That's a good thing to put in, because folks, once they get through with this spawning, they get in huge schools. These schools can be a mile long, quarter of a mile wide. It's just amazing how they run. And a lot of that, Luke, is ripping slabs.
Yeah, and just have you guys would just have the slabs down, just rip them back up and let them fall back down, right?
Yes, sir. You know, that's what's great about these fish. They're schooling fish, they're aggressive, and they're real curious. So there's really not a learning curve. It's not like throwing on that shady side of that stump to get that largemouth you pulled out of there a few days ago. It's just get your hook in the water, and you can have multiple hookups. Luke can say fish on. It dominoes down the boat. We call it a fire drill, and next thing you know, you got fish in the floor.
Exactly. And I will say this, and of course, I'm a fish eater. I am. I'll catch and release with anybody when I need to. But at Texoma, if you like to eat fish, there's no need to. There's plenty of fish. This is my opinion. But a striped bass fillet with a little basil and butter, a little garlic powder and black pepper, on a grill or even in the oven, Bill, and then squeeze a little lemon on it just when it's striped bass baked or grilled is one of my favorites. Now's a good time to stock up too, isn't it?
Oh, yes, sir. You know, I'm proud of my boys. Folks, if you've ever heard stripers not good to eat, it wasn't cleaned right. And my boys, you're going to walk away with pure white fillets. It's white, flaky, mild meat. Well, I'll tell you what I tell people. I tell people crappie is the walleye of the South, and I'll put striper right between them.
I will too, and I tell this to a lot of people that haven't eaten a lot of stripers, and up on the East Coast, you know, striper is a commercial fish still, and restaurants, I mean, they're in big time demand. I even like fried striper a lot. It's a coarser textured fish than say crappie or some of the other fish, but I'm all about eating a striped bass. I'll tell you that, Bill. Let's do this. Let's leave the website, and then, you know, where people can connect, that the one or two people listening that may not know about you, you know, and then let's leave a phone number for people that want to plan a outing up to Lake Texoma and get up there and catch that beautiful green water and emerald green water, catch up those strippers. How do they contact you?
All right, folks, you can call us at 903-786-4477. That's 903-786-4477. Or you can easily find us on the web at striperexpress.com.
Bill, thank you so much, buddy, for being with us. And I want to get you, you know, each week to give us a striper update, kind of tell us what's been going on, what you might expect or predict in the next, you know, week or two, and connect some folks with that good old striper fishing up there at Lake Texoma. How about it?
You bet, my friend. Y'all come a-running, and we'll talk to you next week.
Folks, that was Bill Carey with Striper Express. Gosh, I fished with those guys the first time a long time ago. I've had a lot of good trips with them, and if you are looking for a good spot to go fishing up at Lake Texoma, I don't think you could find a better guide service than them. They've been there, and as they say, been there and done it, you know. Well, folks, I tell you what, I've enjoyed a little bit different striper talk at Texoma on this segment, and I think it's about time for us to take a little break. We're going to come back here in just a bit, though. We've got a whole lot more outdoor talk and some stuff that I think you're going to enjoy.
Folks, for the past 12 years, I have used my Smoking Tex electric smoker to cook literally hundreds of pounds of game meat and domestic meat. I've made sausage, jerky, cooked wild hog hams with them. They are absolutely awesome, and they're built to last. You can go to Smoking Tex, SmokinTex.com, and check out their line of smokers. There's different models, bigger ones and littler ones, depending on your needs. Or you can call Diz or Scott at 888-922-1511. Folks, I'd like to hook you up with Butcher Packer Supply. This company has everything you need for making jerky, sausage, curing meats at home, anything to do with home butchering. You can go online to butcher-packer, that's butcher-packer.com, and order everything that you need right there online. Folks, if you're looking to buy property at Lake Fork and the surrounding area, I want to hook you up with my friend Paul Tibbetts and his staff at Signature Properties. Your home is special, shouldn't your agent be? The folks at Signature Properties are specialists around the Lake Fork area. For more information, visit EastTexasLuxury.com. That's www.EastTexasLuxury.com. Or call Paul and his staff at 903-383-3530. That's 903-383-3530.